Peter Zeidenberg is here. He is a partner at Arent Fox's White Collar Investigations. Also, he spent 17 years as a federal prosecutor at the Justice Department. Peter, good to have you with us this morning.
Morning.
I'm hoping you can help us sort out what has been quite a convoluted 18 hours or so in the legal world. Started out with Rudy Giuliani on Fox News talking about the Stormy Daniels payment of $130,000 and saying, oh, the president paid that money back to Michael Cohen, but it didn't come out of campaign funds. Was that intentional, do you think, or just a foot in the mouth during the interview situation?
You know, I don't know. And it'll be interesting to see what the reporting is. I mean, I guess it's hard to imagine that he just made that up, you know,
on the spot.
Any thought about it?
Yeah.
But I don't really see how it helps him very much because, number one, it is either Cohen's been lying all along and Trump's been lying all along. I mean, clearly, it's a direct contradiction with the president has been saying and what Cohen has been saying.
Yes.
So I guess they were both lying. And then there's this whole issue. I don't think it gets rid of the campaign finance issue because it was still a contribution to the campaign. And Giuliani was on television this morning saying, you know, can you imagine how damaging it would have been if this information had come out in the middle of October?
Yeah.
So he's recognizing the value of that payment to the campaign. So that means it's a contribution to the campaign. It should have been reported. At least
Yes. That's
the way I would look at it. I don't see how it helps them.
I don't either. I can't quite figure that part out. And then, of course, we have Trump tweeting this morning that it was a non-disclosure agreement, very common among celebrities and people of wealth. And I'm certain that he is right about the latter part of that statement. And then you have Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Avenatti, going on the Stephen Colbert show and saying, here is a copy of the receipt for that $130,000. Not normally the way you divulge evidence like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, this whole payment thing is just bizarre. The way Giuliani said that it was paid back in monthly increments, that is just bizarre to me. I mean, Trump's supposedly a billionaire. Cohen's supposedly a multimillionaire, and Cohen has to take out a home equity loan to pay for this, and Trump is paying back in monthly installments, $130,000,
which
are supposedly at billions of dollars. It just doesn't make sense. And the other thing I'd be very curious about is when this money was paid back, and if any of it was paid back after Cohen's apartment got raided, because then you've got a whole other issue of possible obstruction of justice.
And this is, I mean, we keep hearkening back to the Watergate incident and President Nixon. Is this a reasonable facsimile of that?
I'd say this is far, far worse, far more serious at its core. You know, we don't know exactly the facts yet, but the allegations, I think, are way more serious. And that's not to make light of Watergate, but I don't understand how anything could be more serious than a possible conspiracy between the President of the United States, his campaign, and a foreign adversary to swing an election. And, you know, the very possibility that the person who's in the Oval Office that the foreign adversary has something over on him, you know, has information about him that he doesn't want out. It makes him vulnerable. So I don't know. I just can't imagine anything more serious than that.
And then you have, of course, the incoming attorney that is now a part of the president's team, who just happened to be on President Clinton's team when he faced impeachment charges. So it's an ever-evolving circumstance, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, you set a timer right now on how long Flood is on that team. Because by all accounts, he is a very reputable guy, and I'm sure from all I've heard, an extremely capable lawyer. People like that don't mix well with President Trump, So, you know, they have reputations and they intend to keep their reputations. That's their, you know, they spend a lifetime building that reputation up. And, you know, he makes representations and then they're undermined by a tweet or an offhand comment, and he looks like a fool. And it hurts, you know, I'm talking about the attorney, you know, Flood. So I don't think he's going to put up with that. And I don't see how he's going to get the president to change his ways in that way. So, you know, he's someone who can't keep a story straight for more than, you know, one news cycle.
Well, Peter, we were scheduled to talk about your fine article on CNN about Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. We've run out of time to do that, but appreciate your input very much on the amazing developments from a legal standpoint over the last 18 hours. Thanks for being here, Peter.
Happy to. Thanks for having me.
That is Peter Zeidenberg. He is a partner at Arendt Fox and also spent 17 years as a federal prosecutor at the Justice Department.